This is GQDN for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're very good. Very delicious. Go to the checkout page. Put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some explanations as to why it's 3D. Oh, we got a smash hit on our hands again. And we got some news about Twitch Mobile. But today, we start with GamesRadar.com and Diablo 4 has a new endgame dungeon, but it's not winning the fans back. And that's because the players are saying that it's, quote, pointless and, quote, uninteresting. Now, last week, Blizzard did have its campfire chat, which was revealing more info about Season 3 with Diablo 4. And they were talking about the Gauntlet, which is a non-linear dungeon that is designed for the players that could be giving them a fixed amount of time to prove themselves, because now they could find themselves on a leaderboard. But some of the people were not excited about it, because here's another quote, it was another glorified dungeon. In fact, in the Reddit page, Diablo 4, the chemist consistent did say, quote, man, the gauntlet is sure one of those things they added. But there was another Diablo player that made a post that had a suggestion for Blizzard on how to improve the gauntlet. And the post did read, quote, make gauntlet profiles public. The gauntlet leaderboard feels pointless with all the profiles private. It should at least show skills of even private profiles and basic view of the character. For the quote, so far a lot of content creators are upset at the gauntlet just for being the same dungeon over and over. But isn't the point of leaderboards to have a non-RNG ranking system? Well, some people didn't like it, and Warner Brothers didn't like this either. PCGamer.com said that an indie developer did make his game free after Warner Brothers was retiring it from Steam and the PlayStation Store. So, Small Radios, Big Televisions is the game. The creator, Owen Deary, did say that Warner Brothers was retiring his game from both Steam and PlayStation. So, he's making it free on his studio's website. The game, Small Televisions, Big Radios, was released in 2016, and it is an indie puzzle game that does have players searching the abandoned factories, and they're looking for some lost cassette tapes. But here's what Owen Deary did say on X about this, of the game. Quote, Warner Brothers Discovery has informed me that they will be retiring my game, Small Radios, Big Televisions, from both Steam and PlayStation 4 stores. I've made it free to download. And he provided the link. And he further quoted, thanks for all your support. Now here's what he said further. Quote, my understanding is that, the very least, they will still need to pay someone to administer the royalty payments to developers. Me. Respond to any administration requests from the platforms. Update promo assets if the platform requires. AIK, no one who actually helped publish these Adult Swim games works there anymore. So I figure they thought it just wasn't worth their time from a business perspective to maintain legacy products. So that did happen. So if you want to play the game for free, well, I get the link to it in the GQDN show notes, which is only for Patreon members, and it's a free game too. Now, TubeFilter.com that say that there's going to be 24 Twitch streamers that's going to go head-to-head in a Tekken tournament, and it'll be on twitch.tv/sajam, S-A-J-A-M. And the streamers will be Sykuno, Lily Pichu, Disguised Toast, yep, Sidon, Emily Wang, and Zakara. And they'll be spending a week of training with the fighting game experts, FedEx, Justin Wong, Jory Fury, Brawlpool, the name is Mick, and Kaiway Face Miles. Once the players are ready, the teams will duke it out during the live stream tournament, which will be on March 8th through the 10th on Cyjam's Twitch channel. Now, there is a complete list of the participating streamers, but I'm not giving the whole list. No. Disguised Toast is one of them, formerly of the Hearthstone streamers, if I believe that's right. But I did give you a few names, so there you go. Speaking of Twitch, Twitch is going to overhaul its mobile app. So, the last time this happened was back in 2019. So Dan Clancy did have an open letter on Wednesday that gives some updates as to what could happen. So here's what he wrote. Quote, "We're redesigning the mobile app for the first major update since 2019 to bring you a more modern, immersive viewing experience by making the discovery feed available to all Twitch users as the new landing experience in the app. Now, the app could have new features that could have updates of your followers, and you could upload some short stories from your phone. In fact, the iPhones could include the mod tool for the first time." So, there you go. For all you Twitch users, like me. And watching people on Twitch as well. But now we hit some esports because EMEA Masters 2024, the format has been revealed via esportsinsider.com. And Riot Games did announce the details about the 2024 EMEA Masters Summer and Spring Editions. Two European tournaments will gather the best teams of League of Legends regional leagues. And that will be Spring Split that will continue the same format under the short tournament duration. Now the EMEA Masters is pretty high up in the European League of Legends. They're the second highest tournament, and they are a good proving grounds for the organizations and teams. Now the stage group will have a total of 16 teams, and 13 will qualify by winning their respective regions. Four groups of four teams will compete during the stage of the tournament, with the best eight advancing to the playoffs. The finals will be double elimination, with the grand final and the lower bracket being the best of five. All the other matches will be best of three, and the grand finals will take place in the LEC Roadshow in Munich, Germany. Now, we find out that rockpapershotgun.com did say that Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut will come out to PC in May. In fact, it'll be May 16th via Steam and Epic Game Store. So the Director's Cut Edition, which will include the Hickey Island Story expansion and the co-op multiplayer Legends mode, and will be developed by the PC port specialists Nexus. And they were the studio that made Horizon Forbidden West Complete Edition. Now, The Ghost of Tsushima was released on PlayStation 4 in 2020, but now it's coming to PC in the Director's Cut. And we also got a bit of a surprise. Balatro card playing has just hit 500,000 copies in just 10 days. In fact, PlayStack Games on X did say, "Incredible news! Balatro has hit 500,000 copies mark in just 10 days across all platforms. Thank you for your amazing support. We're beyond grateful." And it's on Steam, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation, and Xbox consoles, if you're looking for it. So well done to them. Nintendo Everything did say that Space Invaders Deck Commander, the board game, is coming to the digital platforms. And it'll come out this summer for PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and Steam, and GOG. That's NintendoEverything.com. They said just Switch, but no. It's going to be on all the platforms. So if you like Space Invaders, old school, man, you can go check that out. NVIDIA said goodbye to the GTX brand. PC Gamer give this one. And NVIDIA has stopped producing the GPUs based on the Turing architecture. And that will include the GTX 1660, 1650, and the 1630 series. Once the stocks are sold, they'll be gone. And the GTX brand will be gone as well, because the gaming graphics cards will be the RTX models. But that'll be end of the GTX moniker. And the RTX will be taking its place in full now. So just a little hardware update for you, because if you're looking for GTX, good luck. I want to get them now. Now we get to some South Park, because Dot Esports said, "Here's why Snow Day is in 3D." So, Matt Stone did an interview with IGN yesterday, and Stone was working on the 2D graphics in the past South Park games, but in 3D, he felt that there was some more freedom to use the game. And there's another reason why South Park Digital Studios, THQ Nordic, are both experimenting with the 3D price, which South Park Snow Day is $30. And he was also talking about Trey Parker and how he and Trey both had some different tastes in games, but they wanted to give Snow Day some more replayability. In fact, here's what Stone said about that. Quote, "So we talked about replayability and playing with friends. And that was also a big reason to do 3D is like, wow, that would really be cool to be able to be with your friends and to do this." Now, South Park Snow Day is coming out March 26th. And now you get to see them in 3D. All the South Park characters in 3D. Uh-oh. Now, if you want a battery backup, might have a deal for you. GamesRadar did say that the Anchor power bank could now power up your Steam Deck. And right now it's on Amazon for $89, which is a 31% discount. And that will help power up your Steam Deck OLED if you got one. So go look for it there. We'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news. We did need a break after yesterday's news. This is a good one. You can go check us out at GroupQuest and at Dawnforge on X. This has been a Dawnforge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.